My loves. I know it's not time yet for another episode, but the love and the feedback on the last episode about names have been overwhelming, and there are some issues I need to address because, I mean, I'm here for you guys. And so if you guys want me to say anything about anything, I'm here for that, and I'm gonna do just that. So this is going to be a bonus episode and a real quick one at that. Like I've already mentioned, so much feedbacks on the names. Surprisingly, the feedbacks were more than I expected, especially on the island issue. And I love the different perspectives because, I mean, it makes me more happy and at peace for baby island. Well, it's not in my place to be happy or at peace with her name, but whatever. I'm still gonna feel how I wanna feel. If anybody has an issue with it, sounds like a personal problem. So, you know how my perspective on the name island was like, it sounds like lonely and all those things, because I mean, we have an adage, no man is an island. No man is an island. The brofu is not coming. Insinuating that like no man can be alone his whole life and stuff, you need the help of others and all that. Well, people have shocked me with better insights and happier ones, and I'm very happy that Menzymes are here for the love. They spread positivity and they are full of bright energy. I really love it, and I'm so happy these are the kinds of feedbacks I got. So someone says it could mean even where there's adversity, and the adversity being water, she will still sprout and grow. And that's a lot of people don't like island parents, aka medical and fella. So even with sharks around and stuff, she'll grow tall and beautiful like the trees on an island. I absolutely love this insight because, I mean, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And if that's where it's coming from, absolutely love. And then someone also says, islands are beautiful and peaceful, so they probably named her so that she'll grow up to be at peace and beautiful. So fantastic stuff right there. And well, apparently I was saying Kukua was Thursday, please, I've been corrected, Akukua is Wednesday. And Miss Na claims that she doesn't have a day name. However, that is possible, guys, because I mean, everybody was born on some day, unless Miss Na was born when the earth was nothing. But yeah, she said she didn't have a day name, so she chose Kukua for herself. And I told you guys, you come and fight with me, that Joy is an implied name. Well, it's an implied name, and yes, she did come and fight with me. And Miss Na had some views about, how do I put this? She was talking about how, you know, the Antubam and things were names that were given to people so that they are not appealing to death, and death doesn't come from them. For them, I don't know. Miss Na is just giving us some very weird dynamics all over the place, but okay. And I also see that, like, our names, actually the generic ones, not the wisdom and fever and those things, but the Elikem and the Elums and Akbenes and stuff, they always mean something really positive. Like Elom, it means steadfast in the Lord or something of the sort. And I know Akbenes is like thank you God or something, I'm not too sure, but I know Akbenes, thank you. So like their meanings are always so beautiful. So honestly, I prefer the generic Ewe names to the normal everyday wisdom, favor, all that. And yes, another perspective which I absolutely loved on the island issue. So in fact, this whole episode came about because of island, because I mean, I was just in love with all the other things that were coming up. This one says that islands are sometimes a beacon of hope, because if your ship gets wrecked or something, you see, and you are in like adversity, like I said earlier, so if your ship gets wrecked, you see that, and you see an island and you see land, it's a sign of hope, it's a sign of you can survive and all that. So maybe that's why they named the island, which are all beautiful, and I love it for them and for Menzymes for putting me on a more positive path which I absolutely appreciate. Now, people wanted to know what my name means, and like I've told you guys, my name means a lot of beautiful things, and I wasn't wrong. So, to know what my name means, I'm gonna tell you guys. Where do I start? It's a lot. So my name actually has like meanings into meanings. Like, it's me, you guys. When you listen to me now, like, don't you see that this girl, she's everything in a pot of gold, period. So I'm reading from Google. My parents said the same thing, but you know, so since they said the same things, I just want to look at Google and be able to fine-tune it for you guys. So Mensma, and guys, my name is a Mensma with ends with an H. My name ends with an H. The Mensma that doesn't end with an H, according to Google, means Wednesday in UK. I don't know how that's true, how true that is, but my name ends with an H. Lots of people have the tendency to make the mistake of not adding H to my name, but that's their problem. So strong personalities who have this name, it is often strong personalities who have this name. We are energetic, charismatic, ambitious, and focused, born to be an executive. If they have true passion for something, they can give everything for it. So guys, as you can see, and as you all know from knowing me, knowing you on the podcast, I'm all that I just read. And also, if others want to force onto them things which do not inspire, they can totally refuse to go along, period. Because I mean, what are you doing if what you are doing is not inspiring anybody or doing something good for them? Like, I don't know, guys. I don't know. And men's mess are often the competitive type who usually gives everything they have in order to win. I love to win, but then again, no one loves to lose. Strong self-confidence about your abilities make this possible, period. Guys, you've known me. I've told you guys to be blowing your own trumpet, aka self-confidence. Period. I feel like dancing because I feel like my name is really following me. So I don't know about y'all, but my name is following me. So if you are called wisdom somewhere, please let your name follow you. Let your name say name, follow me. People around you will invariably notice your leadership traits and submit to your authority, period. You know how you go to like Nigerian places and you see the chief, they all say Igwe, then they all bow. Yeah, that's meant when you see men's man and you just bow, period. You submit to my authority. It all comes down to your confidence that shines like a bright light. You know, they are just like these, like, it's just giving me like, you know how I say I love morning star? It's probably because I am a morning star, not in the Lucifer sense, but in the sense that morning stars are bright and shining, and I shine bright like a diamond. And look, I'm even in the spirit too. And then the thing that follows this is everybody loves shiny things, period. Do you know, in the addiction episode, I told you guys people are addicted to me. I didn't lie, you people came to my DMs and they said, hey, you are my addiction. It really, they're lying, crap. They've said it, hey, period. Do and courageous in making hard decisions and ready to act fast when needed. Yeah, I don't know, but I believe so. But I cannot make courageous decisions in things like food. Like, if you take me to a wedding and then the buffet is there and you say choose which food, I'll say I don't know what to eat too. But that's just a cute girl thing. Yeah, I'm a cute girl too, period. Even in face of defeat, you never waver and simply move on towards achieving the set goals. Exactly. Like, well, if you want to dwell on your defeat, you'll still be there. My name means so many beautiful things, guys. And I said this was going to be a short one, but let me say the most important one. Men's mess, like all humans, wish for support from friends as well as employees, and they also give support and give everything. But me, my friends, I mean, people know I have less than 5 friends, but even those who are not my friends, they know
And I sometimes don't like accepting help. That's a negativity. But I guess I should learn how to accept help when it's being offered. I'm not coming to ask you, but if you offer it, I should learn how to accept it. Because, I mean, like we've already established, no man is an island. And I love you all. And I thank you all for not being islands and coming here and loving my podcast and loving me. And so guess what, if you're a menzyme, you have all the attributes of a mensuma too, because you're a menzyme and that is your name, that is what you identify by. So imagine mensuma plus enzyme, as we've already explained in the previous episode, enzymes, what enzymes are. Now you know what mensuma is, so just fuse the two and you've got yourself a very, very, very powerful, lethal and also good weapon. Period. I love you all so much, and I'll see you guys on our next episode. Let's pray. I record one this week, because I mean, this is a bonus, but you all deserve, so I might probably just come back and put you on some good vibes again. Love y'all. Bye, menzymes. Okay guys, and one quick one. I know I've said bye and all that, but just one quick one. And so that was the Google definition of my name, but it's actually the name given to the first female child in my family, according to my dad. So like, if a man in my family has a female child, and the female child is actually the first born as well, should be called Mensuma. So that's where my name actually originates from, and the Google meaning got it right. So yeah, all the first female children in my house are like all that in a bag of chips. Period. Bye again. Love your Mensymes.